B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Ninja is leaving Twitch.
This is crazy.
Welcome into Checkpoint. Welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for July 25th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, the Game Boy has turned 30 this week, and we're going to talk about it. It's like one of the most influential systems ever. Plus, Norris is trying for the first time to make an on-air game for us here today.
Pray for me, y'all.
Let's see how he does.
Pray for me.
Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today
with loot boxes.
No, with Ninja.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ninja has announced his departure from the Twitch platform. And now I know what you're thinking. What is he going to be making his jump to? Network daytime television? Is he going to a cable talk show? Nay! He's going over to the competitor, Mixer.
And the day before his Lollapalooza stream, which will now happen there.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Now, that is a big middle finger to Twitch.
It kind of is. I feel like that's definitely burning a bridge with Twitch.
You know, he's already lost his verified checkmark on his Twitch channel.
It's the fastest Twitch has ever done anything about anything ever.
Yeah,
this seems a little personal at this point.
Yeah, and so essentially what has happened at around earlier in the day, Ninja, you know, all week had been teasing a big announcement that he would be
pretty
making.
Much ever since the World Cup.
That's right. Ever since the World Cup, he had been teasing that a big announcement was coming. Again, an indicator of how long this had been in the works, at least to the, you know, public, but definitely long before then as well. And eventually the bomb was dropped in a very roundabout, bizarre, strange video.
Well, he had a video where he's doing a press conference in costume. He's asking himself all these questions.
Yeah, it was quite bizarre. But essentially, the announcement was made that he would be moving his stream exclusively to Mixer
to get back to his roots.
Well, now,
what made him fall in love with gaming?
Now, here's I have so many questions.
So you mean money?
I have so many questions here. the first thing is, Mixer, really? Like, I could understand, okay, making a jump to something that has a bigger platform, more mass appeal,
I mean,
right?
What are your options? YouTube gaming.
Sure.
Facebook gaming.
Yes.
And Mixer.
Mixer. Well, there's also caffeine.
And Twitch. Those ones are the four, quote-unquote, the big ones.
That's fair.
To give you an idea of just how big, according to a Kotaku article, which referenced data from Stream Elements, Twitch has 72% of the streaming hours watched. Mixer has 3%.
Now, of course, this is a big coup for Microsoft.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
Microsoft wins out the biggest in all
absolutely.
Of this.
Absolutely. Microsoft owns Mixer, if you didn't know. And so, you know, if you kind of follow the logic, 3% of the total viewing audience is not nearly enough for a company as big, prestigious, and, you know, money-driven as Microsoft
but
is.
But the issue is that this is a coup from Mixer.
Totally.
Trying to get much more of the market share. And the real big question is, number one, how much viewership share is Ninja actually worth? I think that's the big question mm-hmm. that we don't know yet. I mean, we could pull up metrics and talk
sure.
about how much he pulled in on average. But until we do the math ourselves and say, this is how many people would be viewing him yearly.
Yeah.
Number one, are any of them going to Mixer? I think it's possible to say some, but is it going to be a big enough cohort.
Yeah, all 15 million followers, because that's just anyone who hit that heart button at any time over the past however long he's been streaming, right?
Yeah.
Not all those people watch anymore. In fact, he's actually, I was actually surprised to find out that he's only the 11th, like as far as subs go, largest streamer on Twitch.
That doesn't surprise me.
At about 15K subs, with Shroud being nearly 40K himself.
His peak was like, what, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, when he was, you know, really, really raking in money from subs.
We're talking like a quarter million subs at that time.
Yeah. And to that end, you know, Twitch was really kind of putting this out, putting this guy out there as sort of the face of Twitch. And for as much good press as he was doing for his own brand, he was also doing good press for not just Twitch, but just the overall notion
of
game streaming, and he was shown as, you know, a mainstream success at this. So if you can't sit here and tell me, Robbie, that Shroud, even though he may have more subscribers, has more mass market, mass appeal than Ninja does.
You're right.
Ninja's the only one out of any of us that have been on the cover of ESPN Magazine. He's been on CNBC.
And let's be clear about something. They're not just paying Ninja to come stream on Mixer. Ninja is their marketing ad right there. Everybody's talking about it. Whether you're going to watch him or not does not matter.
Well, Mixer has now officially made themselves a part of the conversation.
Period.
Yes. And I think that that's a brilliant move on the part of Mixer. And I have to wonder how much money Microsoft had to lay out on the table in order to get this job done.
Yeah, I really do. I really think that's the big thing. I really think the big thing is that, you know, we got to look at the money.
Yeah,
we got to look at the money.
Sure. Absolutely. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're currently talking about Ninja's big move over to Mixer and what this could mean for the state of streaming, what this could mean for the state of the industry. And this is a hugely important move.
Exactly. And that's my next big question is, with this move and knowing that there's some sort of, I don't want to say knowing, but going with the assumption that there's a lot of money that's being exchanged here.
Sure.
That there may be, you know.
We don't know. We don't know.
We haven't seen the contract. No details have been released.
No details, yes.
There was just the announcement. But if we operate from the assumption that ink has been put to paper and money will be exchanged.
Sure.
Right? Because that's the only way I see something like this being possible or mattering.
Right, because you're essentially having to build your channel all over again.
Exactly. Yeah. So moving forward with that, this creates the precedent now for streamers to be viewed as a commodity.
Yeah.
For streamers to be viewed in the same way that professional athletes are, or
Absolutely.
Even esports athletes are, or better yet, movie and film stars are.
But I'm so curious on what that deal has to look like to Ninja in order for him to go, oh yeah, yeah, I see the value here.
Well,
I mean, first of all, they're going to have to compensate him pretty much at the rate that he was being compensated from Twitch through subs, right? Like, they've got a guarantee.
That's not going to be hard, though.
Right, exactly. Like, that money goes from fluctuating based on how many subs you have, and now Microsoft has solidified that, and like, this is your income.
It's got to be bigger than that, though.
Exactly.
It's got to be bigger than what he was getting.
It's not just going to be what he's going to be getting from those subscribers. It's going to be more than that. To make this offer truly appealing, because, again, if we know anything about Ninja, we know that this is a guy who knows and understands the value of his own personal brand. It's got to be way more than that, because he understands how much he's going to be worth in 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. So I've got to think that this is a big, big ball of money that has been set, or opportunities, whatever it is, money or opportunities that Microsoft and Mixer has set in front of this kid to make him go, yes, this is absolutely the right move for my pocketbook, for my career, for my family, and for everything else that my brand stands for.
And this is still not counting, you know, whatever revenue he would be getting from subs, which will happen with, you know, super chats or whatever. I forget the name that they use for it in Mixer, but essentially donations, super chats, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
All that stuff. That's not even counting that stuff. So we don't even know if there's something like, hey, we won't take as big of a cut of that. This deal could be so huge and so significant, because it has to be, to get Ninja to remove himself from the largest streaming platform on Earth.
Yeah.
Literally, according to the numbers, virtually the only place people watch streaming. to go to Mixer, which is a complete non-factor as it stands right now.
Imagine the potential fan backlash as well, because there is going to be something in there. Because when it comes to streaming platforms, Twitch users and Mixer users can be very polarized.
Imagine this. Hey, I invested in Amazon Prime because of your channel.
Hey,
and now it's worthless to me.
I had a 2-year sub badge over there. Does that mean nothing to you?
Exactly.
Yep. So again, this brings back the argument of how many people are going to be going. And I think for Mixer's sake, and I think even for Ninja's sake, I think they say the difference is going to be big enough to where it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
But I am curious to see, is this the last streamer we see this week?
No!
Because this is not
of
the
last.
This is not the last time we'll see this.
No!
So who's going to be the next to move? Who's going to be the next to understand that value?
Not just the next to move. Does Twitch respond to this? How do they respond? Or does it take more streamers being sniped?
Listen.
I'll say this. If they lock down Dr. Disrespect to an exclusivity deal, they would get so much backlash.
Ooh,
he's
the second biggest streamer on Twitch.
But that's
right
what
now.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody like that. And if it's anybody besides Shroud, then you got the whole argument of how problematic it is.
So. All right. Well, we want to hear from you. Who do you think is going to be the next exclusive person to get signed over to Mixer? Will it be Dr. Disrespect? Will it be Shroud? Will it be Dr. Lupo? Will it be your favorite streamer? Connect with us and let us know on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you're a streamer, what would Mixer have to lay out for you in order to get you to jump ship over to their platform? Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Norris has got a brand new game for us to check out. Norris, do you have a name for this game?
It's called Who's That Character?
Oh, okay. So Who's That Character will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, the Game Boy is turning 30. Aw, I'm only 4 years older than the Game Boy. Yes, I am. We're going to talk about that next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.